Hi.
Yo.
That other one is Liz.
I just make shit up. It's great.
We suck at this.
At your service.
And apparently I'm in charge of introducing both of us. So this is Sarah.
I'm not wearing socks.
Kicking ass and taking names, bruv.
Like, I don't understand.
I make like 5 brackets, dude.
That makes sense.
I make one where I go with what I want to happen, and then one where I go where what I think is going to actually happen. And then one where I try to guess everything wrong.
Yes.
They have made my heart strong.
We are now guaranteed nothing worse than 4th. Like, because we're going to get to 4 and they're going to be like, Colorado!
Like, I watched it once and then I raged because we got fucked out of the first pick.
It's totally going to happen again. You know it.
But we earned that first pick that one year. Like, we suck so bad.
No!
We ain't got no time for that. Pod Colson. Vasily Pod Kadonkadon. Guess what it is. That's where we're at. So at what point do we think Tampa Bay is going to shit the bed during the playoffs?
That's a good question.
I think they might make it to the final. I think I'm going to be generous and say they might make it to the final and then just shit the bed.
I'd be a little bit surprised if they didn't. I mean, they've been hot most of the season.
That's very true.
Not just one run.
Yeah, no.
So I think that I can grant them a little bit of lenience and assume they'll make it a little bit further.
I mean, I feel like the finals is a pretty good, you know, run.
Yeah. Who else do you think is going to make it to the final?
I don't know. Oh.
Helpful.
Ow. Oh, my ears aren't happy with me today. Oh, shit. All right. Do to do some standings. That'll help. So. No, I want conference. Thank you. I think if the Flames beat us, they'll go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't paid any attention to how they've been the last part of the season. So
me neither.
I mean, they only
this is
have,
why I don't
like,
bracket. The only time I care about the other teams is during the playoffs.
Dude, bracketing is fun. That's like one of my favorite things to do. I love making my playoff bracket. It's so much fun. I just make shit up. It's great.
That's fair.
The Preds are going to shit the bed. The Jets are going to shit the bed. The Blues are going to shit the bed. The Stars will shit the bed. So I'd either say I have to be a homer. So obviously the Avs. I think that'd be neat.
How realistic do you think that is?
It depends which team shows up, honestly.
Yes.
Like, on it, like, if we, like, our team that we started the season with and ended the season with shows up, like, no one, like, we're up there with the better teams. Consistency is our problem. It's never skill.
Right.
It's,
well, that's the hard part is that you have to be so consistent over such a long stretch in the playoffs, too.
Well, and a lot of it is that we're heating up at the right point, which is clutch. But we're also, like, it's been up for debate all season if there's, like, a lacking in our goaltending. And it appears that through Grubauer's consistency, that is temporarily, you know, put on the back burner.
Well, and that's the question, too, right? Is how long can and will Gruby keep it up?
Well, and if he follows like he did in Washington...
Mm-hmm.
He'll do good for a while and then just suck.
Right. That's what I'm worried about. How long is it feasible for us
theoretically,
to do that?
If Varley decides to heat up at the time Bernie, goddammit, Gruby is cooling down, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Because Varley has it in him to still be a good goalie.
Yeah, and I think that he's a playoff goalie. I will grant him that.
And, like, during shootouts, he's spectacular. Like, he's arguably one of the best shootout goalies. And it really, like, depends, man. Like, I want Gruby to just hold on. Because, I mean, I don't know where he came from, but he's just coming up out of left field. And he's like, what's good? And now he's crushing it.
which is exactly what we needed from him.
It really is. So it depends how long he can hold on, and if, and it's everyone credible. It says that like during playoffs, it's anybody's game. It's just about who heats up when.
Yeah. And these are all the professionals who are all saying that there's no chance in hell the Avs are going to make it.
That's true.
That's Homer me.
Yeah.
Coming out there.
But like even in general, like when they just talk about things, they tend to be very vocal about the fact that it all depends on when teams heat up.
Yeah.
And it's really just about the ebb and flow of the game. So I think honestly, if we can stay hot like we have been, I think we're at least good for at least maybe the second round. And if we can stay hot or longer, I don't see any reason why we couldn't go farther. But again, that'd it just nice. All depends which team you get.
That's the scary thing. We don't know which team we're going to get.
And it's like, I appreciate Bednar being like, oh, well, you know, we're going to win this. And I'm like, I appreciate that, but I'm a little about that. You need to find your chill.
I will be fair to him. He did not say we are going to win this. He said we are going in with the intention to win this.
That's fair.
And I think that that is a much different thing than you saw with Boudreau with the Wild when he was like, I guarantee we will make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they didn't. Well, but I think that there's a difference between confidence in your team and going into it with the mentality of this is our time. This is our opportunity to go further than the first round. You know, last year it was kind of fluky that we made it. Let's be completely honest.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody expected to. They didn't expect to. We had so many people on the team who had never, ever had any playoff experience.
Yeah.
And everybody was just happy to be there and then happy to, you know, give Nashville a run for their money. But nobody went into that expecting to win the series at all.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference in the mentality that I see right now, is that we are going in with the determination to go further than we did last year and to get away from just the first round team. Yeah. Because we know that we're better than we were last year and that we have opportunity to do better and capability to do better.
Yeah, and it's also just a fundamental difference in the team now versus the team then, is like, it seems like we actually have a team that's playing for each other.
Right.
And I mean, this is prior to our podcast life, but you heard me bitch about it all the time. That is like, there was something that was just wrong with the locker room when we hit the shit storm.
Mm-hmm.
That like, it was every man for themselves, and there was no, for whatever reason, like nobody was playing for the team. They weren't playing for each other. They weren't whatever it was. And for, it seems like whatever that made be changing now, because I mean, they're playing for each other. Like this comeback stuff never would have been anything that we would have.
Absolutely not. Like, I mean, the 13-14 team was like that.
Yeah.
And that's
the cardiac again, kids.
Yes, little shits.
I don't miss them. I kind of miss them, but I really don't miss them.
They have come back recently, and it is very annoying.
They have made my heart strong.
strong. Yeah. Not contributing to coronary disease at an early age.
Not at all. It's fine.
Yeah. Those guys.
But yeah, it just seems
wonderful,
like,
and frustrating.
It just seems that they're like finally, I think you have to play for your people. Like you need to play for your team. You need to, it's one of the things in Miracle that I always stood out, is the name on the front is more important than the name on the back. And it seems that they're finally at that point. Holy shit, Boston's jerseys are ugly. Ooh, those are really ugly. Sorry.
Wait, you have jerseys on the screen?
Yeah, they're doing talking about the Leafs versus the Bruins.
Oh, there it is. Wait. I'm just now seeing Bruins versus New York Rangers highlights.
Yeah, those jerseys. Fucking ugly.
Yes, they are, but I think that I'm now off from you.
It's fine. Spoiler alert.
Even though we're on the same recording. Yay!
Who am I going to pick between San Jose and the Kings to win? I mean, the Knights.
I was like, the Kings?
I mean, obviously not the Kings. They're golfing. It's fine. Their golf game is strong.
Well, you know, Prius is rooting for Golden Knights.
Well, I mean, that's a 2-3 matchup, though, so that's going to be hard. I don't know who to pick.
It will be.
What are my stats here for this?
I'll be nice. I'll go with Prius. I'm going to go with... actually, let's be honest. I am going with Prius's adorable children, who are Go Knights Go fans.
I'm going with the Knights because Papa Staz and my spirit animal.
I had a feeling you would pick that.
Nashville or Dallas?
Nashville.
All right. Pittsburgh. Washington. We'll go with Washington because I like that matchup. Toronto or Boston? What do you think? I want to say Toronto, Boston. But I don't know if I can commit. I can't. It's hard.
I can't commit to Toronto doing it, man.
I can't commit to either of them because they're both pains in the ass. What are my stats here?
Toronto scores more.
They just give you like stats for every round. It's key factors. So it's like goals per game, goals out, against per game, power play percentage, penalty kill percentage.
Where are you right now? Where are you looking at this?
NHL.com. I'm doing my bracket.
Well, so much for us doing those together.
I mean, I make like 5 brackets, dude. I make one where I go with what I want to happen, and then one where I go where what I think is going to actually happen, and then one where I try to guess everything wrong.
I can appreciate this.
But they have to be done before tomorrow anyway, so...
Got it.
As soon as playoffs start, you're done.
That makes sense.
But yeah, so it's just like key factors like goals per game, goals against per game, power play, penalty kill, face-off percentage, and point percentage. And they're super relatively evenly matched on everything.
That's neat.
I might give it to Toronto because they score more goals a game.
Boston is 3-1-0 against the Leafs this season.
Oh, shit.
I know. Playoffs is a whole different animal, but that's still something that you have to take into consideration.
That's fair. We're going to take Pittsburgh. We're going to take Tampa Bay. And we're going to take Pittsburgh. I'm having a Pittsburgh-Colorado fucking final.
Excellent.
See, this is the one that's... This is what I want to happen. How many goals do I think are going to be scored in the Stanley Cup final? Let's do 30.
30 goals in the final?
Yeah, that's like 7 games. That's like 5 a game.
Oh, in the final round. Got it. That makes more sense. For some reason, I'm thinking like the final.
Well, because both game, like it's you either get really high scoring games with Pittsburgh and Colorado, or you get really low scoring games. So it's like you're either going to have like 8 games, the whole 8 goals the whole series, or you're going to have 8 goals per game.
That's fair.
So I'm going to go high for this one.
All right. Oh my God, Jack Hughes looks so young.
He does. Like,
I mean, he is, but
looks like
he's such a baby. He looks like a Jeff.
He looks like a Jeff.
Did you just say he looks like a Jeff?
No, I said he looks like a BB. How many games do I want the Calgary series to go? Do we want 7 or do we want 6? I want 6. I want to win here.
Yes. Concur.
We'll go 7 for San Jose. We'll go 5 for Dallas. We'll go 6 for Winnipeg. We'll go 5 for Pittsburgh. 5 for Washington. 7 for Toronto. And 4 for Columbus and Tampa Bay.
I think that might be appropriate.
I only have 2 going 7. I have San Jose and Kings and Boston and Toronto going 7. Yay.
I think that's not smart.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Want to bet how long it takes them to actually get to the frickin' draft part?
I don't know. I've only watched this once. Like, I've watched it once, and then I raged because we got fucked out of the first pick.
It's totally going to happen again. You know it.
But we earned that first pick that one year. Like, we sucked so bad.
I know we did. But Ottawa earned that first pick for us this year because they sucked so bad.
God bless them. I still think Colorado's going to beat Calgary.
I sure as shit hope so.
I don't know why I feel like that. Picking Nashville, picking Winnipeg, Nashville. I think the Kings or Knights are going to beat us, though. No, you know what? I'm going to pick San Jose. Fuck it. Let's do San Jose. San Jose is going to beat us.
Well,
Tampa Bay is going to win. Toronto's going to win. Washington's definitely going to win. Pittsburgh's going to win. This hurts me. I don't want us to lose in the second round, but...
Honestly, I will be happy if we make it to the second round this year. I'm happy right now.
I'm happy we're in it.
But
like, I'm stoked. Like, I'm all the way stoked. Like, let's do it. All right, Tampa Bay is going to beat Toronto. No freaking questions. And then Washington or Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I think Pittsburgh and San Jose will be a cool final.
What was Pittsburgh's record against the Caps this year? Or I guess
the Penguins
what were their series?
Have the statistical advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're better in almost everything except for goals per game and the point percentage. Like, they have better goals against, okay. They have power play percentage, they have penalty kill, like, they have penalty kill by a bit, and they have face-off win by a bit. So, statistically, they have the advantage, apparently.
Stats are all that matters.
Stats don't lie. Of course Tampa Bay has a goddamn advantage. They're Tampa Bay. Come on now.
What did they end the season at for goal differential?
Tampa Bay?
Do you know? Yeah.
I have it pulled up. Give me 1 second. I have to cycle through these tabs right here and figured I have a lot of weird shit open today. It's fine.
That's normal.
Na 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 na. So, what was the question? I actually forgot what the question was.
It's cool. I found it. So Tampa Bay.
Oh, the goal differential.
Goal differential plus 103.
Yep.
That's fucking nuts.
And still none of the playoff teams has a negative goal differential. Not one of them.
Right. The worst team for goal differential was the Kings with negative 61.
Mm. And the Flames are at 62. Well, and this is also
bonkers.
What's interesting. And so the Avs record going into the playoffs is 7-1-2. The Flames are 6-4-0, and their streak is they've lost the last two games going into the playoffs.
That can make a difference mentally.
It can, and it's like they could be very well cooling down also.
That would be nice.
The Knights are on a two-game losing streak also.
That's good. What? I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. The Maple Leafs are on a 3-game losing streak.
Okay.
And then...
Here, finish this, and then I have something to tell you.
That's all there is. The rest of them are winning.
Okay. So... Prius decided that we're making a bet.
Okay.
So he has a replica Stanley Cup.
Yes.
From back in the old days.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, he's bringing it into the office, and it's living between our two offices.
All right.
Which in and of itself is fabulous. But if both the Avs and the Knights make it to the second round, we'll play each other, right?
Yes.
Obviously, that's how that works. And, so if we both make it to the second round, we're betting on that series.
Okay.
And whoever's team loses, we're going to go to a brewery and we're going to take that replica Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
And whoever's team loses has to pay to fill the Stanley Cup with beer.
That's amazing. How big is it? Like, is it life size?
I'm not sure. I haven't actually seen it. But it's pretty large.
That's
like from the photos that I've seen, it's, I don't know if it's quite life size, but it's close, if nothing else.
That's fair. So I now have two brackets done.
Excellent.
One of which the Avs are winning, and the other one is the Sharks are winning.
Goodness.
This one, I'm going to just randomly pick things. I'm going to give it to the Knights. I'm going to give it to Dallas. I'm going to give it to St. Louis, because fuck St. Louis. I might give Calgary a chance on this one. Dallas, because fuck St. Louis. Tampa Bay, Toronto, Washington. I can't change my Washington-Pittsburgh matchup. Except for I just did. Now it's Carolina and Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh's going to win.
Yes.
Tampa Bay is going to win. I'm going to give that to Pittsburgh, and it's going to be a Calgary-Pittsburgh final.
That would be interesting.
Oh, who's going to win? I want Pittsburgh to win.
Shocking.
Well, between Pittsburgh and Calgary.
I mean, you're also not so closeted Pittsburgh fan.
That's true. They're number two.
Mm-hmm.
Always number two. Never number one.
Until we're eliminated. Unless we're eliminated. That's true.
Then they're number one.
I don't have a second team. It's weird.
Well,
maybe it's not weird, but
Pittsburgh was my first favorite team.
Yeah.
Like, I liked them before I liked the Avs, because I knew about them before I knew about the Avs. Barely.
Still hurts my soul.
Beggars can't be choosers, man. Take what I can get. Dude, I forgot how, like, kind of boring these draft lottery things are.
Same, though. There's so much hype around it. And I just want to fucking know already. Just tell me.
Right? Well, and they just say, like, I don't agree with 90% of NBC's matchup notes anyway.
They're kind of dumb. The announcers are, I mean.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't agree with most of what they say. Like, I'll acknowledge when they're not stupid. But they're stupid so often that I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
So, what's good? Now they're talking about Flower. What's good, Flower?
I'm not there yet. They're talking about Burns.
Sorry. They're gonna talk about Flower. I wonder if he's available for the playoffs, right?
Yeah. He is. I still don't believe he was actually injured.
I don't know what his T was, honestly. I don't know.
Child. He had a child.
It benefited us, yes. Because it gave us baby Subban, and then once you score a goal on him.
Bad game. Real bad
game. Dude, he just kind of shits the bed against us. Like, we have, like, his number or something. I don't know what the fuck it is.
I'm not opposed
to
this.
Look at all those fancy smancy people. Look at those GMs. Shit.
I haven't seen them yet.
It's just the GMs.
Got it.
Nothing super exciting. How far behind are you?
I just got the GMs.
Ah, shit. I'm gonna pause and we're gonna get back together. We're gonna make this happen.
Okay.
After the commercial break.
I think that's probably what's jacked up. Because I bet that since I'm on the computer, it's different.
Well, mine's live, so...
What?
Mine is live, so, like, live.
Mine's supposed to be, too.
I wonder if yours is just on, like... since their commercial breaks are different on the interwebs.
That's what I just said.
So, once this commercial break's over, I'm gonna pause, and you're gonna tell me when whatever it is shows up on the screen, yeah?
Okay. Deal.
Yes. Yes, God, yes. Oh, no. It's a booger shooter. No. What? I didn't need that. No.
What is that?
God. You know what? They have a name. They're like the pot things you stick in your nose.
Neti pot?
There it is, but it's a big one, and you push a button, and it sucks shit out of your nose.
That sounds both disgusting and fucking amazing.
powerful suction. Everything you need to get started. Oh, God.
Clear the
boogers
sinuses.
Freak me out, bro. Boogers freak me out. Boogers and babies. I can't do it. Apparently, there's a CrossFit gym that opened, like, right down the street from my house, and 10 out of 10, I'm considering going there.
Why?
I don't know, because CrossFit's kind of fun, but it also really sucks.
They also, in my experience and from what I've heard, they don't give a shit about your form, and, like, everybody that I know who's done CrossFit has managed to hurt themselves irreparably because they've just done stupid shit.
I mean, oof.
What are you oofing?
Toronto's having the longest drought of Stanley Cup wins.
Okay.
They haven't won since like 67.
Okay, but think about how Vegas must feel. They haven't won a cup in their entire franchise history.
Oh, that's so sad. Neither is St. Louis. St. Louis is the oldest team to have never won a Stanley Cup championship.
Wow.
Yep, and I have a lot of fun with that because a lot of my friends are St. Louis fans.
I mean, Jax is a St. Louis fan, or he was 2 years ago.
I mean, you know, my ex-boyfriend was a Chicago fan, and he was the only one amongst his friends that was anything but a St. Louis fan, because they're kind of from the St. Louis-y... Like, St. Louis is a little bit closer than Chicago is.
Okay.
So, a lot of his people are... Oh, pause. Let me know when the draft lottery logo comes up. And so, a lot of his people are... St. Louis fans.
Yeah.
Versus...
Okay.
Him being the solo Chicago fan.
Okay.
And it's... Chicago is a lot easier for me to stomach than St. Louis is.
Now.
All right. Do you see a homeboy walking in with some pizza boxes? I guess they're not the pizza cards. Boxes. I guess they're cards.
They're the number cards, man. Yes.
They're pizza boxes.
Skate. Walking. Ping pong balls.
I'm like a couple seconds ahead of you.
Okay.
Not enough to make it matter.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to be... We got pretty close for the Dallas game. I was impressed.
Man. I was too.
We did good work. Not my McJesus.
Gross.
Hate you. Dude, I'm probably the only human on the planet that can't stand him.
Hello?
Like, everything about him just makes me angry.
Hello? What am I, chopped liver?
No, you're not from this planet.
Don't tell everybody my secret.
You're like me. You're from outer space. Oh, what's good? Dude, Gary Bettman looks like a fucking gnome.
I really just want to Photoshop a little red hat on him now.
Like a lawn gnome? Yes. Shit.
Can you? Oh my God. Now I want a Gary Bettman lawn gnome. Put it in my yard. Let the foxes pee on him.
So is Jack Hugh? He should be Jake. Jack is not a name that belongs in hockey. Like Jake Eichel. At me about it. Because I swear to God, during college, he was Jake. I never once heard him called Jack. Never once.
I don't know, man.
I will square up. I forgot how annoying Catherine Tappan is. Holy shit.
I have no reason to hate her, but I just think that she is dumb as a rock.
She is dumb. I like her jacket a lot.
Yeah, it's nice.
Dude, I didn't even know what the conditions for this was.
You didn't?
No, I just knew that everyone was waiting to see how they did to get it.
Well, they were fucking stupid last year. Because they did not terribly, but also not great last year. And they elected to keep their pick last year.
Instead of keeping their first round pick this year?
Yeah. And so when they should have bet hard, that, of course, as you can see, gave us the best odds at number one. And now they don't even have a first round. And
oh, that's shitty. Bless their hearts. Oh, my God. But to be fair, in the year that Sid was drafted, Pittsburgh had like a 5 or 6% chance of getting the first pick, and they ended up getting it. So.
Well, yeah. And there's no guarantees, of course, with who's going to get there. But we are now guaranteed nothing worse than fourth.
Well, and so I think the reason I got so pissed off, because like the year we should have had the first one, is like they did a new thing.
Yeah.
Like it was something they'd never done before. And I'm like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I did not agree to that. Oh, I was so mad. I'm still mad. I am still mad.
I'm just pissed off. You know it.
I'm triggered asshole right now. I'm still mad. And it's been like, what, 2 years?
It's been a long time.
2 or 3 years. I'm like, oh no. I'm still mad, dude. I'm still so mad. Well, I guess we're not going to get Q as our head coach again.
Nah, he's going to the Panthers. He's gone to the Panthers.
I'm all the way salty.
Did you see the photo, or not the photo, the Panthers logo going around that has Q's mustache photoshopped on it?
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God, I have to find it. And hopefully we'll get this posted in the show notes too. It is so funny. I really hope I can find it again.
I forgot that Robitaille was the president of the Kings. God, Joe Sakic looks old.
He's stressed. Can you blame him?
He looks really tired. Like, that man needs a nap.
Or seven. He looks really old.
I mean, I'm into it.
Poor guy.
What's good, Jack? Whose name is Jake? Dude, I don't know why. Jack just does not sound like it belongs in a hockey.
See, I think totally the opposite. I don't like the name Jake like a hockey player. That doesn't make sense to me.
This dude's name is super cool. Capo Caco. I want him on principle.
So, my...
Vasily... Was it Vasily Pedonko? What?
I don't know.
We're going to call him Pedonkle. His name is Pedonkle. Pod Colson. Vasily Pedonkonk. That's what it is.
Yep.
This is where we're at. But here's the thing. We don't need another center.
I know.
We don't really need a right wing either.
I know. That's the thing.
We need defensemen.
But that being said, you know, we do have a lot of centers who can move. Who are kind of floatable, which is good.
Kerf is versatile like that.
Yeah. We use JT that way too.
Yeah, Comfort can do it.
I don't know. My friend Chris that I work with really, 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 really wants us to get Capo. He thinks that he's
Forsberg-esque. That's fair. I don't know anything about this draft class. Usually I know a lot about the draft class at some point or another.
Well, Chris and other Sarah and I are going to go have beers after this sometime soon to chat about the draft class because... Yes, I am admitting this. Chris knows significantly more about the draft class than I do. He pays way more attention to it than I do.
Who's Chris?
You met him briefly at the holiday party. Trumbo?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember him. Barely, but yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
So you only met him briefly, him, and who?
Other Sarah.
Ah. When is that?
I don't know. Soonish.
Well, then.
You're welcome to drive up, but I assume you won't want to drive up.
It depends to where. If it's going to Fort Collins, no.
It most likely will be there in Loveland. Because it'll be after work.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah.
Your work, Sarah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, not Larky Sarah.
All right. I was like,
Oh, my God. It's almost time.
Look at all those pizza boxes.
Pretty cards.
Those are something.
Way more nervous than I should be. There's no reason to be nervous.
I expect to get fucked, so here I am.
That is fair. Exceptionally fair. It always happens.
Where did Dutchie end up going?
Columbus.
Oh, he ain't gonna make it. He did not survive my bracket.
I don't think CBJ is gonna move on.
R.I.P.
Okay, I know why they do this shit, but I hate it. I hate that they start at the bottom and move to the top.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get to four and they're going to be like, Colorado!
Probably.
Oh. All right. So first one is Canadiens, as it was. 14 is Arizona, as it was. Whew!
Shocking.
Will it be the Panthers? Will it be the Panthers?
Oh, it sure is.
Woo! All right.
He doesn't look thrilled. Like, I feel like he looks disappointed. Happy.
Well, he wanted to get higher than that.
I mean, the odds are not in your favor. Chicago or Minnesota? Yes. Yes! The lower, the happier I am.
Woo! That means Chicago moved up. Shit.
Look at his happy little face. Bless his heart. Fuck you, Minnesota. I hope you get... I didn't want you to even get 12.
So that means that they're top three, right?
I don't know. I hate that shit. It's fucking stupid.
Like, I don't understand...
Like, why do you get to move into the top three? How is that a thing?
So I think that they pick the top three, and then it's just like everybody else stays, quote unquote, in line from there.
Mm.
Maybe. But also, if Chicago gets the first pick, I'm going to be pissed.
Dude, fuck that. Oh my God. You want to see me rage out? Oh, fam, I will rage out on this side of the podcast. Holy shit.
Please don't.
I'm already mad thinking about it.
All right, Vancouver and Philly are still in their respective positions.
Well, they've moved up one.
Well, yeah, down one.
Quack.
Ducks,
quack.
Good.
Quack. 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 So Edmonton should be number 8, theoretically.
Right. So all of these people have now moved down one because Chicago moved up to the top somewhere.
Holy shit, Edmonton is now...
They didn't win the draft! What the fuck?
So
Edmonton did not win the draft.
Fucking about goddamn time. How many number one picks did they get and they're still trash?
All of them.
Buffalo and Rangers moved up.
Shit.
That's bullshit. We're going to get number 4.
We are going to get number 4. Fuck that. Boo. All right.
Dude,
dead things?
Fucked up. I am so mad. I hate this so much.
Okay,
yes,
four.
The dead things are still going. I am so mad, dude. I hate this. I don't think this is random. You did not ping pong ball this. Ugh. Triggered.
I don't like this.
Triggered.
I don't like it.
Fuck. That means New Jersey moved up too.
Fuck. Nope. Fourth pick. Fuck. Oh, Joe's pissed.
Dude, that's
how
the.
Do we know?
This is the. We've gotten fucked out of 2 drafts. This is gonna be number 4. This is gonna be our pick, and I'm furious.
Because there's already the top 3. Fuck you, draft lottery.
Yo. Dude, he pissed. He's pissed. I see you. I see you. That's bullshit! Come on!
No!
Yo, how does that fucking work? How does that work? I mean, we didn't earn this pick, so I shouldn't be mad, but I'm pretty mad. Ottawa's the one getting fucked right now. But I bet you, if this was Ottawa's pick, they would have had number 1.
Well, yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that. The Avs are posting that they're not mad, but I'm mad. I'm really mad.
I don't know how they're not mad. Joe's not happy. Like, look at his fucking face.
No.
That man is not happy. But that's also the second draft we've gotten fucked out of our first pick that we deserve. One we deserved more so than this one.
Yeah.
Technically, Ottawa deserves this one, but... Dude, I don't even give a fuck who wins this at this point. I'm like, I hate all of these. Like, these three suck dick as far as I'm concerned. No! You do not... You come back here and fix this. I do not give a shit about... I like him, though. He's funny. His face... He looks happy.
Oh. I don't care. Don't be happy. Fucking Bailey's gonna be happy.
I don't give a shit. I mean, Bailey can suck my dick right now.
Ooh. Well, then.
I have nothing against her personally, but if she's happy, I'm not. That's a conversation we need to not. Because
I don't like this.
We are triggered on this side of the couch.
I mean, this side of the couch, too. I am pissed.
I'm going to look up the draft lottery odds. We're going to Google this. Draft. I don't think this is random. The Blackhawks have a 2.5% chance of getting the number 1 pick. And they're in the top fucking 3.
Uh-huh.
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, I'm so mad. Okay, all right, let's see what else. Let's see what other odds we can make to make ourselves more angry. I don't give a shit about the cocksup. Ottawa, well, we had a 50% chance of getting the number 4.
What?
New Jersey has an 11% chance of getting the first pick. Well, Chicago has a 2.5 fucking percent chance! Ah, I'm so mad! Who's the other one? No, the Rangers. They have a 7.5% chance. Dude, I actually hate all of them.
I'm so frustrated.
I hate all of them.
So frustrated. Ha! I love Kyle Keefe. So he insinuated without saying. So he just tweeted like a minute ago.
Yeah, fucking shocking.
Some pretty big markets got some good picks. New Jersey, New York, and Chicago.
What pisses me off about that is that Chicago was so close to a playoff spot. Like, so close to a playoff spot. And then we have, goddamn, the Rangers.
I know.
What's their luck? Come here. We're going to go to the Google. I'm going to rage out. We're gonna stat rage right now. What's good? I'm so mad, dude. I'm so mad. I don't give a cat. Like, and I don't even care if people, like, try to read me about this. I am so mad.
And I will grant that our fourth round pick in Makar has the potential to work out really well. I will not say that it has already, because I don't give a shit what he's done so far. Once you get to the NHL, it's a whole different ballgame.
It really is.
And so we don't know that he's going to be as exceptionally good in the NHL as he has been in college.
That's true. So the Rangers have 78 points. 78 points. The Devils have 72 points. The Ottawa Senators have 64 points, and that's only good for a fourth pick. Not even fourth round, the number 4 pick. What the actual fuck is going on? I am so mad. I am so mad.
Well, this is the point where you have to hope that our people did their homework. You know?
Dude, if Joe was smart, he'd be planning on getting fucked, because that's based, like, they just pretty much bend us over the couch and don't lube us up and just fuck us. That's how it goes.
You weren't wrong.
Dude, I don't even give a shit about who wins the first pick now. Like, if it's Chicago, though, bitch, I'm throwing some fucking tomatoes at my TV. I mean, but in reality, we shouldn't even have one in the top 15.
So. I know. And so even having 4 is really incredibly great, but
I'll be happy about it, but not today.
Yes. Just got to be mad for a little bit and then I'll get over it. But I need to be mad for a few minutes.
Yeah. Not today, Satan.
Fucking Satan.
Well, especially since Chicago doesn't need any more. Oh, dude, they do. No, they don't need it. The Rangers don't need it. I swear to God, bitch, I'm gonna throw this fucking microphone across my. Oh God, I'm mad. Yes, Chicago doesn't have number 1.
Oh, thank fucking number God.
Three. Number 3. All right,
watch
let's
it
give
the fucking Devils again.
Let's give it to the Rangers because Mr. GQ is getting old and he's gonna have to retire soon. It'll be penance. Fuck this. Fuck all y'all. I hate you.
Fuck you. Fuck you very, very much.
Thank you, Lily Allen, for fucking living my best life. Fuck off, New Jersey!
Fuck you! No! No! No!
I like Ray Shiro, though, and that's a problem. Dude, I'm so
mad.
I
guess it's not Chicago.
Dude, I'd be, like, you do not deserve your first round fucking pick at 2.5%.
I know.
Like, absolutely not.
I know.
I literally don't give. How excited are you that you got first pick? Gee whiz, I don't fucking know. I really just want to break down and cry because I wanted number 10. We mad on this side of the podcast, man. We mad.
They got the number one pick 2 fucking years ago, bro.
Did they?
Yeah, they got Hischier first overall.
To be fair, how many first round picks has Edmonton had?
I'm well aware.
How big of a difference has it made?
Okay, but Hischier has been a big change for the Devils.
That's fair.
I have to admit that. Granted, I mean, they've had other people who have come in and made an impact, but Hischier was a big, big turning point for the Devils.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't, since they just, you know, were in the bottom 15 to get to number one. But at the same time,
yeah,
it's hard to make the playoffs. It's not like, I don't know, they didn't do well. I will grant them, they did not do well. But they were still,
I mean, they're
points ahead of Ottawa.
They were, Senators had 64 points. Yeah, Devils had 72.
So granted, at least it went to a team. They were the third worst. So that's something.
I mean, I feel better.
Yes, I do too. Realizing that makes me feel a lot better. And realizing that LA is Lewis.
If that was Ottawa's pick, they totally would have gotten the first pick.
I know.
If it was anybody, this is conspiracy theory. Liz is coming out here. It's a conspiracy.
So Rangers ended 26th in the league. And Chicago ended up fucking 20th. Like, they were 3 spots below us and they're getting the third pick. That's fucked up.
That's some bullshit. Like, I'm mad that they are above us right now. I am mad.
They ended 11 spots above Ottawa and still get a higher pick than us. 11.
Dude, Jack Hughes is
precious.
Precious. Yeah, I was trying to think of the good word.
I appreciate precious that we came up with that word at the same time.
Great minds think alike. I'm gonna laugh if, like, he's not gonna be the first pick.
He will be, though. It's either him or Kako. Kako.
I want him because his name is amazing.
No, we won't.
But I want him because his name is cool.
He's basically guaranteed to go to New Jersey or New York.
Take Jake. That's Jack. Jake.
New Jersey or New York.
Maybe they should plot twist it. I mean, the year we drafted McKinnon, we should have taken Seth Jones, but
yeah,
here we are. I don't regret that. Patrick was a god.
McKinnon was still really far up there, I think, right? I don't know where he was. He was placed in the...
I can tell you.
Yes, please tell me.
When did we draft him? Draft him in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
So 2013 draft.
Okay, can I just point out that Jack Hughes looks fucking upset right now?
He probably wanted to come here, and now he's just like, fuck!
Fuck!
I have to go live in the ghetto.
I have to go live in either New Jersey or New York. Fuck!
All right, so Nate...
New York.
Nate was number two.
He was ranked number two?
Yeah, he was ranked number two.
So, yeah. It's not like it went ridiculously far off.
And then Seth Jones, like, he didn't go... He went fourth. Which is what's funny. For that. Like, that year was weird.
That was weird. I'm not mad about it. I would take McKinnon any day, but...
For anyone that says Patrick Waugh never did anything good for us, he's literally, like, he fought for Nathan McKinnon.
Although... Priest and I had a conversation today about McKinnon, and I've had this conversation with you before. I've had this conversation with Cam before. Nathan frustrates the fuck out of me because he is so far ahead of himself. And Priest put it excellently today. He said, when I watch him skate, it makes me anxious. Because he's like such frenetic energy constantly.
Yeah.
So well, I totally get that.
And I've also told you that he just frustrates me because he doesn't seem to have trust in the people around him. So, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, the play stops with him.
Yep.
Like, literally does. Like, and people can be like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. He does this, that, and the other. And I'm like, what you don't understand is a puck moves faster without you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, You can pass it down the ice faster than you can skate down the ice.
Yep.
And that applies to Mick Douchebag, Mick Kinnon, whoever you want. Like, you want to say the fastest skater in the NHL is. Regardless, the puck will travel faster without them. Every time. And yet...
Yep.
That's what I mean when I say the play stops with him. It's like, he has options and he completely chooses to be selfish instead of taking those options. And that is just selfish, and it's a lack of, like, discipline or trust in your teammates, you know? And he does it with, regardless of what line he's on. Like, you can put him with Rantanen and Landy, and it doesn't make any difference. He still does the same shit.
Totally.
And that's why he frustrates me, is all shit. And he picks the worst time to turn it over. Like, can you stop turning it over in the center, just outside of our zone? Can you just stop?
It's constant. So frustrating.
And I love him. I do adore him, but it's like those, it's just the two really big, glaring frustration things that I just can't get over.
Yep. Ugh. I'm still frustrated looking at this, though.
I don't like the fact that Chicago's above me in anything. Like,
I know.
You know the best way to make up for getting a fourth round pick instead of a first round pick?
You mean a fourth overall rather than a first overall?
Yeah.
What?
Winning the Stanley Cup.
Knock on wood.
I mean, odds are it's not going to fucking happen, please.
I know. But I'm saying knock on wood, bro. Because I can. And I'm going to take all the superstition that I can get.
That's fair. Just make sure you change your socks.
I'm not wearing socks.
All right.
And now Bailey's starting to message us about New Jersey.
I know, and she just said that he didn't do anything. I'm like, bitch, where you been?
I mean, obviously he didn't, like, make all the difference in the world since they sucked.
It's all Edmonton fault. When in doubt, blame Edmonton.
Thanks, Jen. That's hilarious. We have funny friends.
Mediocre first round winning teams.
So frustrating.
I mean, and it does make me feel better because they're still probably going to suck. Because they're still probably going to suck. Like,
yes.
I do need to find, like, I feel like whatever the hell is going on in Edmonton needs to, like, be looked at. Because, like, they have five, right? Four. Well, they had five. I think they traded away one or two. I don't remember. But, like, they had multiple first round picks. Like, when we played them, there was five or six first round picks on the ice together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, true. And we only had EJ and McKinnon as our number ones. So the rest were them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, y'all, how are you sitting on people like the Nuge and Taylor Hall and Eberle and now McChicken Wing? Like, how are you sitting on these people and you're still so bad?
Yeah.
Like,
okay, so I don't like him, but he's got a point. So Chambers posted on Twitter about number four. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Padonkadonk is expected to go third.
Did I discuss? It's even funnier when you say it.
And then four... The names mentioned at four are Cousins. That's who Prius thinks we should draft. Doc.
Is he related to the Cousins that's playing now?
I don't know. I don't know enough to know the answer to that.
Fair enough. But
I'm sure that I can find that out from Chris tomorrow. And then Turcotte.
I don't know who I would take. Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
So his name is Nick Cousins. He plays for the Coyotes right now. Where's your Wikipedia page? I need to know. What's Cousins' first name?
Dylan, I think. Yeah, Dylan.
Giggs.
Dylan Cousins.
Oh, no, it's spelled differently.
C-O-Z.
No. Yeah, that's a baseball player.
Well, then.
Shut up. There it is. Where is he from? Is he Canadian? Dylan Cousins. Oh. Wait, is he? They said he's a top five defenseman? What?
Who?
Oh, he big.
Who, Cousins?
No, he's a forward. Yeah, he's 6'3". Shit. Cousins? He's a little skinny, though.
I thought he was Biddy.
He's 6'3", 181.
He's telling me it was Biddy.
Dude, he's skinny, but he's tall. He a wee one, but he's tall, but skinny. Like, he'd have to put some weight on.
Let's see. Oh, damn.
Dude, he tall.
He is a big boy.
Oh, he tall. He'd need to be thicker, though.
I mean, not silly. Yeah.
I guess he's not a defenseman.
So, gangly and quick is not the worst thing.
I mean, that was McKinnon, but he also started playing much better once he got thick.
No. At first, the second
he
time
did. He did. Like, okay, the second he got fat and then he got thick. He got fat and then he got thick. When he got thick, he got thick as well. When he got fat, not so much.
Yes, he got fat and then he got thin and then he got thick.
I like thick McKinnon. Thick McKinnon is a mood.
He looks much less like a leprechaun when he's thick versus fat.
That's true. I like thick McKinnon. Dude, there's no, like, this Bowen Byram guy.
That's who AJ thinks that we should draft.
He's the only defenseman in the top 10. He's, like, the next defenseman is number 12, is, like, 12. And then the 13 prospect is a defenseman. 17, 18. 19 is a goalie, because, you know, we need more goddamn goalies.
Okay, we need reliable goalies in the system.
I want Ryan Suzuki just because his name.
You would. You.
And he plays for the Barry Colts, bro.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Where is he from? He looks like an Eskimo.
Is he Japanese?
We gonna find out. Come here, Google.
Because isn't there already a Suzuki and... Yeah. Nick Suzuki...
He's Canadian.
...is...
He's Canadian.
Okay. But I feel like the background. Nick Suzuki is... a Knights player. I said.
Really? Nick, you said his name is? Oh, he's precious. God, they're so cute. They very well might be related, dude.
Okay, so he's not... No, he got traded to Montreal, I think.
Oh.
Nick Suzuki.
He is a relative.
He is one quarter Japanese descent. Ha!
That's who's this? This is Nick Suzuki? Yeah. And what was the
other
one?
He's the older brother of Barry Colts forward Ryan Suzuki.
Ryan Suzuki, older brother. That's like the, now that I'm looking at their pictures next to each other, I'm like, they definitely look a lot alike.
Definitely Japanese.
Dude, they're precious. God, they're precious. I just want to pinch their little cheeks and give them some rice. Give them some, like, hot tea or something like that. Some hot milk. Tell them to take a nap.
You're terrible.
Dude, there's a 5'11" defenseman in the top 25.
That's crazy.
5'11". Like, I guess that's not small, but it's not big.
Nope.
Dude, they're precious. I want them just on principle. He plays for the Barry Colts. I feel like he has to come here.
Yeah, okay.
But he's also a center that we don't need.
Yep.
But so this goalie is 6'3".
Uh-huh.
He's on the U.S. national team development. He's from the ODP, so the Olympic Development Program.
Yeah.
Or to be exact, the U.S. National Team Development Program, as they call it now. So, and he's 6'3".
And so, Doc is 6'4".
Who?
Kirby Doc.
Who's that?
Dak Dosh. I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Oh, there
he is. He's one of the other ones.
I see him.
I think he's the number two American or North American.
Yeah. He's 6'3". He's big.
Yeah. No, 6'4".
But that...
Six...
Oh, the one I'm looking at says 6'3", 200 pounds.
I'm on Elite Prospects.
It's an inch. I am on Sportsnet.
That would be probably the difference. So this says 6'4", 198.
Mine's... He's an inch shorter and a pound heavier for me. What's good?
200?
That's funny. We'll say 200. Yeah. I would call it good. But like, yeah, this Bowen Byram kid, he's 6'1", 194 on mine.
Interesting.
But for him to be ranked number 5 and have the closest next defenseman be number 12, I feel like that says something.
Yeah. That's a fair statement.
And because defensemen aren't usually the most sought after prospects.
Right. Oh, I totally lied. So the one that Prius thinks that we should draft is Cole Caulfield.
Caulfield? Where are you at?
Yeah. Tommy? He's not a top prospect.
Well, if you can pull him off in a later round, then why wouldn't you, you know?
Yeah. He's 5'7".
Oh, the baby!
And weighs less than I do.
Really?
5'7", 157.
Oh my god, dude. He's bitty.
I know. Itty bitty.
He might get itty bitty money. Yeah, dude, he's tiny. That's a small homie. And then what's the thing is when you get into the 5'7 area, it's a 50-50 shot if they're actually 5'7. More likely than not, they're probably closer to like 5'5. Yep. So you can't trust them anyway.
Dude, he's 3 inches smaller than itty bitty.
Oh my god. And itty bitty is
I
tiny.
Know. Oh my god.
Dude, there's a lot of U.S. national team kids on this draft class. Just so this has the top 31, and we've got one. Two, three, four.
The ads are throwing so much shade on Twitter right now, and I love it. Yeah.
5, 6, 7. So 9 of the top 31 are from the U.S.
That's pretty impressive,
development
actually.
Program. Apparently, he's the most prolific points leader the U.S. national development team has ever seen.
Interesting. Interesting.
Dude, these are interesting. Like, Padonkadonk's not bad. Dude, Cousins is big!
I know, that's what I was telling you.
Jeez, is he big.
Ginormous.
He big. What else we got? Apparently, this Bowen Byram guy is, like, the best defenseman by a lot.
Intriguing.
I mean, I'm into it. I would not be opposed to drafting a defenseman with our pick.
As long as we develop them. That's the problem. We don't do
that. Well, that's why I'm so frustrated that people are saying we have no goalie depth. And I'm like, bitches, we did have goalie depth. We had, like, 5 of the top 10 goalies at some point, whether it be in the AHL or here.
Yep.
And then we traded them all away because we just didn't play them.
Yep.
I'm like, y'all. Okay, goalie prospects. I shouldn't say, like, straight up goalies.
Oh, I understand what you mean, though.
Oh, here's a good fuck. Dude, I don't care. I'm watching it. I know. Shut up, NHL. I hate you. Yay.
It shut down.
I know. I keep getting the stupid notification on my phone. So I get it from Instagram that we have the 4th pick. I got it from Twitter that we have the number 4 pick. I got it from NHL we have the number 4 pick. And then I got a whole nother set about how New Jersey got number one. I'm like, I don't care. I watched it and I'm a salty hoe.
Yep. Okay. To be fair, we weren't supposed to have any.
I know. I said I'll be over it later.
I'm trying really hard to get over it.
But that is a not right now thing.
I know. I'm trying really hard.
Apparently there's an article written that says Jack Hughes has no real preference, but he looks mighty disappointed when New Jersey got that number one pick.
Yes, he did.
All right, let's see this clip of Jack Hughes playing some hockey, shall we? Oh, that shot. Oh, shit. Do it again. Ooh. Oh, he was wide open, though. Woof. Oh, that was a good shot. Who was that? A record-setting play featuring Jack Hughes and Cole Caulfield. How is that a record-setting? Whatever. Do you see the U.S. women's team won 10-0? Or 10-1?
No, that's nuts.
10-1, 10-0, something like that. Jen posted it on Facebook.
That's amazing. And kind of hilarious.
Dude, this is supposed to be one of the better women's teams that the U.S. has ever put out.
That's good. Good for them.
Kay's little sister's on it.
She's got about as much personality as he does.
Yeah, the U.S. women down Russia 10-0 in the final preliminary match.
Hmm.
Crushing it. Get it. Get it. Get it. At least one of our hockey teams can win something. That was shade.
Yeah.
That was all the shade. I regret nothing.
I'm used to it from you.
I think the last time we got fucked about our first round pick, we got number four also.
We did. We got number four. We got Makar. And New Jersey got number one.
Assholes.
Seriously, it's...
I mean, I
strange.
Shouldn't be mad because I my bunny came as a result of New Jersey, so...
Yeah.
But Will Butcher also did us dirty, so we did him dirtier, but...
Yes.
So, I ain't mad. Yeah, I ain't mad.
I know.
Salty, but not mad.
I will get over it. Maybe.
Yes.
Probably. I will.
We will. Once we draft Pedonka. Just so I can say his name.
No, he's supposed to be number three, so fucking Chicago's probably going to draft Pedonka.
We don't need no Chicago Pedonka Donks up in here.
I just like his name, and he's Russian, which makes me like him more.
You do have a Russian thing.
For no reason.
You do kind of have a Russian thing.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I started off having a defenseman thing. I don't know where that one came from.
Yeah. Yeah, I suddenly have one of those. Why did you transfer that to me?
Because a magical little human called Kerfoot came around, and now I have converted back to my homeland of forwards.
Actually, it is all Kerf's fault.
It really is.
Because as soon as he came around, you started... Well, okay, not quite. So I guess... Well, I started with the defenseman last year.
I mean, I...
But... Yak is not a defenseman.
Tyson's my homie. Tyson's my dude. Like, Tyson is always going to be my bae.
Yeah.
But yeah, then Bunny came along and suddenly my loyalties have swayed from...
defense
to forwards.
Awesome.
I ain't even sorry.
Whatever.
I also love that, like, right after the draft lottery is bowling.
Is it?
It is, dude. I love professional bowling.
You would.
I love bowling. Bowling is just so much fun. This dude's bowled 2 strikes in a row. Oh, what a homie. Then.
All right. I think that's our cue.
Time to settle in and watch some bowling.
You gotta watch bowling. So, we finally have the things for Sarah and Liz Do the Things. So, anybody listening, you should follow us on Twitter. I am at Sarah Does Hockey.
And I am at Liz Does Hockey.
And together we do that hockey.
We do. We do that hockey. Funny. Oh, you're just so funny. Yay.
Keep your eyes open because a YouTube channel was started today as well. So you guys might be in for a treat fairly soon. Assuming we get cleaned up enough to actually be presentable in public. which I'm not confident will happen for a while.
10 out of 10, I might just dead ass show up in a hat.
Unshowered.
Do not test me. It's a bad hair day. I need this hat. It's fine.
100% chance that Liz will show up in a hat. 100%.
Ball caps are the fix-all. Like, not only are they a cute fashion statement, they also make it so you might not have to wash your hair if you forget.
Yep.
Pro tip from Liz.
Probably have a guest speaker in the cat. So, all sorts of fun stuff.
That'd be spectacular. Oh my god. Guess what this podcast is brought to you by?
ASFAM.com.
With quality t-shirts that you can't get anywhere else because they're not sold anywhere else.
And stickers and buttons and all sorts of really fucking cool stuff because ASFAM is the bomb.
Except for I never got my kerf shirt.
Yeah, well, there are kerf buttons now. If you ask real nice.
There's buttons?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's buttons. I like buttons.
Yes. So I'll
ask real nice. I have the kerf sticker on my computer.
Good. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thanks. Say it as if I'm the one who actually sent it. I did you, give it you to did. You after you did sent give it, it to me.
I mean,
but I'm pretty sure that was a request.
I mean, technically, you gave it to me, so I should be thanking you.
Yes, you should. Constantly.
Thank you, thank you, ASFAM by extension? Maybe?
He did send it to me initially.
Oh, see? So,
all the
you're
cool shit.
You're solid, homie. Jump taking that grenade for your bestie. Thank you.
All the cool shit. Yeah.
Damn right.
Follow us on iTunes. Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on pretty much anywhere that you get podcasts. If we are not somewhere that you want to see a podcast or hear a podcast, whatever the fuck you do with a podcast, let us know and we will see what we can do. Colorado Hockey Podcast. And that's all I got.
That's all I got. Oh, we forgot to introduce ourselves again. We suck.
God damn it. Hi.
Better late than never. Hey. No.
That other one is Liz.
At your service.
And apparently I'm in charge of introducing both of us, so this is Sarah.
Kicking ass and taking names, bruv.
We suck at this.
It'll just go in the intro and then just stay at the end. That'd be so funny.
100% sure that will happen. 100%.
Into it.